Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Harry Hilliker, state climatologist for Iowa, about this summer's weather. Looking at southeast Iowa so far this summer, has the weather been pretty typical?
At least somewhat. Overall, been a little bit on the warmer side of normal, especially in the month of June, which was 3.5 degrees warmer than usual, which is quite a bit above normal for this time of the year. July, slightly cooler than normal. And August, despite the cool turn we've had here the last couple of days, is running about 1 degree above normal. So put everything together, summer as a whole, running about 1.5 degrees above normal. It's not real excessive by any means, but does still come out quite a bit warmer than what the last three summers have been like, which had all been rather on the mild side.
And what about the precipitation?
Yeah, the rainfall end of things, we start off with a very dry month in June, but July, 1.5, 2 inches rainfall greater than usual, and August thus far also been above normal, and looking to be, gets quite a bit more rain here yet this week before the month is out. So August will probably go into the books as a wetter than normal month as well. And depending on how wet it is, I guess it'll determine if the summer as a whole ends up being above or below normal. Right now, we're a little bit below normal for summer rainfall, mainly just because of how dry June had been. But not all that far from normal overall.
And have you heard from farmers at all across Iowa regarding the precipitation and how that's affecting their crops?
Generally, things are going pretty well. There was a lot of concern. We had a very dry June dry June and first week of July over much of about the southwest two-thirds of Iowa, and the Washington area kind of be on the fringe of where things are much wetter just to the north and drier to the southwest there. But a pretty big part of the state was looking really dry in there for a while. But July rainfall later on in the month became much more regular, and it has been that way so far in August as well. So June, things looking really quite good for most of the state. The driest area actually right now is way up in the far northwest corner of Iowa. And even up there, they came into the season with very good soil moisture, so kind of holding their own in that area as well. And basically, it's just generally good weather this year. And one reason the USDA, their first crop estimates of the season had us pegged at potentially record corn yields, and a particularly record soybean yield as well in the state.
Here in Washington County, what has the severe weather been like lately, this summer? It seems to me, just based on my experience here, that it's been a little less than normal, but what is your look at it?
Yeah, certainly severe weather always varies tremendously from year to year and place to place and so forth, so it's kind of hard to generalize sometimes as far as character of the season, but for Iowa as a whole anyway, and it's probably true for the Washington area as well, it's been a fairly quiet severe weather season, and we've actually had a relatively close to normal number of tornadoes so far this year in Iowa, but all of them have been on the kind of the weaker side of the spectrum, not causing a lot of damage for the most part, and certainly plenty of damage having to be right where you're at, but for the state as a whole, it's been fairly minimal compared to what most years would bring us. And so, generally, hailstorms and high winds being the bigger factor so far this year. And even those events, for the most part, not as common as usual, and especially not as common in what are typically the big months of the year, which would be May and June, are typically account for over half of our severe weather. And those 2 months are both really quite quiet this year. And oddly enough, July, probably a little bit more active than those 2 months have been. But even then, nothing really very much out of the ordinary as far as severe weather so far this year in Iowa.
And speaking about tornadoes, we're not out of the clear yet. Is that right, as far as the season's concerned?
Yeah, definitely not. Certainly the peak of the season is well behind us, at least typically it would be. But we have had tornadoes recorded in Iowa all 12 months of the year at some point in time. And certainly the odds start to go down, keep going down as we go through the fall season. But we've had certainly some major outbreaks September, October, even November doesn't come very often, but it can happen during that time of the year as well. So we're probably not quite out of the woods yet, but overall, I guess, if you look historically, probably better than 90% of our annual tornadoes would have occurred before this date that we're at right now. So the odds aren't really all that strong for a lot of activity from this point forward.
Well, that's good to hear. And looking ahead, what's in the forecast as this summer turns into fall?
Well, in the short term, if we look, say, the rest of this week, for example, relatively mild on the temperature end of things. Normal temperatures right now for this time in late August would be overnight lows in the low 60s and daytime highs in the low 80s. Much of the rest of this week will be a little bit on the cooler side of that, and not greatly so, but somewhat cooler than the typical for this time of year. I think also, you know, as you're kind of going on the downhill side of summer now, that this weather, even though it's not all that far below normal, just seems cooler just because we've kind of gotten accustomed to the midsummer heat and humidity, and that's getting to be less and less frequent now as we get later in the summer.
That's been today's Washington Page with Harry Hilliker, State Climatologist of Iowa. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.